even though you know the view is going to be spectacular, you just have to experience it, looking out the window and seeing the Earth and the Moon at the same time, and it's just incredible.
That was astronaut Lisa Marie Nowak last July in space aboard the space shuttle Discovery. She was having a pretty good day. Today, though, not so much. Nowak appeared in a Florida court this morning on charges she tried to kidnap a woman as part of a sort of bizarre astronaut love triangle. It's the first time an active astronaut has been charged with a felony, in this case, attempted murder. Earlier, I spoke with Pat Duggins of member station WMFE in Orlando. So help us out here. What exactly is alleged to have happened?
Let's put it this way, Luke. I've seen space shuttle missions delayed because the commander gets a head cold before liftoff, and then another mission where a woodpecker actually bored a hole into the insulation of the external fuel tank and built a nest. So I was operating under the misconception that I'd seen it all, at least until today. Apparently, and this is according to Orlando police detectives, astronaut Lisa Nowak drove 900 miles from Texas to try to confront a woman at Orlando International Airport that Nowak, according to Orlando police, thought was a romantic rival for the affections of another astronaut.
And the circumstances of her driving over, she had adult diapers with her so she wouldn't have to stop at the restroom, which is something I guess they do during reentry. It was like she approached this would-be kidnapping like it was a shuttle mission.
Apparently, according to Orlando police, she wanted to be able to drive nonstop from Houston to Orlando in order to hit this young lady, her flight, exactly. And apparently she didn't want to stop to go to the ladies' room, and apparently that prompted the use of the adult diaper.
So she gets to the airport. She is in a disguise. She sort of waits for this love rival, as she sees it, and then she accosts her in the parking lot, and what happens?
Well, there are two stories going on here. Number one, the young lady who was involved called police, tried to get away, and the story goes that Nowak tried to use pepper spray in order to attack this young lady. Now, Nowak says she simply wanted to talk to the alleged rival. So you have the two stories going on right here, and that's what Orlando police detectives have to sort out. And all of us in and out of the aerospace community are just kind of scratching our heads trying to figure out exactly what's going on.
Yeah, doesn't NASA put these people through like millions of dollars of psychological tests?
Without a doubt. And Lisa Nowak is an active duty U.S. Navy captain. I mean, she worked Top Gun. She entered the NASA Astronaut Corps in 1996, has literally been waiting and training 10 years for what was her first flight during the summer of 06. That was when Discovery went up on the second test flight following the Columbia disaster. And she really looked as though she was an astronaut with her star on the rise. And then we're looking at this mugshot that's making television all over the place.
Yeah, because not all of these astronauts get to go into space. I mean, this is a very, even among the group that's selected to be considered for space, you've got to really be sort of, the cream of the crop to get into space.
It's a nervous time for the astronauts because there are only a finite number of shuttle missions that are going to fly between now and the year 2010. Now, Bill Offaline, who was the astronaut who was on the other end of this love triangle, I had a talk with him, and he says there's a plan out there for absolutely every astronaut to get at least one flight in before NASA retires the shuttle fleet. But still, it's time's ticking, and there are a lot of astronauts out there who've never had their shot at a shuttle mission yet.
So you've met Bill Offaline, who's the fellow involved in this whole thing, or at least who Lisa Nowak was apparently interested in. You've also met Lisa Nowak. Tell me about her a little bit.
She's one of those shuttle astronauts that really doesn't say a whole lot during the press conferences. I mean, she just sat there and let the commander and the pilot do most of the talking. During her mission, she was the flight engineer, and she basically calls out computer information to the pilot so they know what's going on, which is a pretty key job for the shuttle going up and coming down. And then you've got Bill Offaline, who was actually the pilot on the shuttle mission that landed last December, and so he had played a key role in his flight. So every one of them really, really on the ball, well-trained, and, then you have this come along.
Pat Duggins of member station WMFE in Orlando. Pat, when you got into covering aerospace, you probably didn't think it was going to be like a gossip column.
This is one for the books, although there is a rumor going around the newsroom there may be a Lifetime movie coming out of all this.
Pat Duggins, thanks very much.
Thank you, Luke.